Georgia's first news on your Friday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Investigators from multiple law enforcement jurisdictions responding to the scene of a train versus truck crash in Harrelson County early Friday. Harrelson County Sheriff Stacy Williams confirming the crash happened near Waco and in between Highway 78 and Nitra Road. The train engineer telling investigators that a white male left the truck and fled the scene prior to the crash. The truck involved is suspected to be a truck belonging to the city of Villarrica that was reported as stolen earlier this month. The Carroll County Sheriff's Office has issued a be on the lookout for a Carrollton woman after she walked out of a courtroom during her trial and never came back. According to the Carroll County Sheriff's Office, Kimberly Housen was arrested back in October of 2017 for felony fleeing, obstruction, reckless driving, and driving on a suspended license. She was released on bond in August of 2018. Now, her trial began this week, and when court broke for lunch on Wednesday, she left the courthouse, chose not to return. The jury had found her guilty, and the judge sentenced her to prison. An arrest warrant has been issued for Housen. She's 5'5" tall, 220 pounds, brown hair, green eyes. She also has a large tattoo on the lower part of one of her legs. That vehicle that she was leaving the court parking garage in has since been located. However, she has so far eluded police. If you do see her, please call 911. A picture of her is posted to the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. The Georgia Department of Transportation has recently implemented what they are calling dynamic decision zone detection systems at all state road intersections where the speed limit is 65 miles per hour. And this includes the State Route 1 Highway 27, State Route 5 in Carroll County. The DDZD system measures the speed of approaching vehicles and adjusts the signal timing to shift the decision zone for each individual vehicle, adjusting for the decision zone based on the speed of the approaching vehicle. GDOT says the systems have reduced abrupt stops by 71% and red light running by 80% since their installation in recent months. These systems are not used for reporting speeding drivers, and they do not issue citations. The DDZD systems have only been utilized in a handful of jurisdictions across the country, but that could change in the coming years if the statistics continue to show positive results. Well, District 30 State Senator Mike Dugan has joined a new Senate subcommittee with the purpose of publicly investigating conditions at the overcrowded Fulton County Jail. The subcommittee's first public hearing will be held November 2nd. Fulton County Sheriff Pat Labatt has called the situation at the jail a humanitarian crisis and has partially blamed the jail's severe overcrowding on the district attorney's office, saying prosecutors aren't getting through a backlog of cases fast enough. The probe by the Georgia Senate subcommittee is expected to put Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis in the hot seat, who, as you probably know, is prosecuting former President Donald Trump and others in an election racketeering case. The DOJ had already announced an investigation into those jail conditions back in July. Carroll County residents holding on to old, broken, and unusable electronics for the last half of this year have the opportunity to have them properly disposed and free of charge this Saturday with Keep Carroll Beautiful's e-recycling event.
Recycling, when it works, it's a great idea. It creates jobs. You know, we don't waste resources. We can reuse what's in there, and it helps everybody, I feel like. So, and it's we make it free to the public, so you don't have to worry about having to pay anything to recycle your electronics. Some of the materials used are heavier metals, so if they leach into our groundwater and our environment, our beautiful rural county, that's not the best thing to do.
Keep Carroll Beautiful Executive Director Martina Griffin promoting the event on the Great Classics 98.9 Morning Show with Michael Vincent.
We take anything that you can find in your home office or any things that play, like the TVs, radios, anything that's associated with them. What we do not take is appliances.
Right.
Most metal appliances can be taken to the Carroll County Convenience Centers and dropped in the metal bin so you can get rid of them that way. We're not taking any small household items like coffee makers or electric griddles, anything like that. No personal grooming items like hair dryers or electric toothbrushes, and no power tools. We are taking all different types of batteries, but again, we are not taking any bulbs at this event.
And the Fall Keep Carroll Beautiful Electronics Recycling event is Saturday from 9 a.m. until 1 o'clock in the Southwire campus parking lot north of the bypass in Carrollton. And it is week 8 of the high school football season, and your favorite local radio stations are broadcasting 4 games featuring our home teams tonight. Mount Vernon travels to Carroll County to take on the Mount Zion Eagles. You can hear that game on Great Classics 98.9 and watch it live on the Graddock Sports Facebook page. On WKNG King Country 93.7, hear the Harrelson County Rebels and Rockmart. The Bowden Red Devils hosting Forest Park on B92 Country. And after a bye week, the Carrollton Trojans are back in action, taking on East Coweta. Hear that game on KISS 102.7. coverage begins at 5 o'clock on each station. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the NewsTalk1330.com website, and the NewsTalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source in the NewsTalk1330 FM 106.3 newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington.